Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
After the Nuggets took care of business 104-93 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Michael Malone was very happy with the way that his team handled the long layoff, but not surprised.
End of the regular season, and before we played Game 1, Round 1 against Minnesota, we had the same thing. We had like a week to get ready. And for much of that week, like this series, we didn't know who we were playing. But our guys were so locked in going into that Game 1, and I felt since we got back to practice after that Lakers series, our guys have been the same way, man. They've been so locked in every day in practice. I haven't had to push them, encourage them. They're bringing it. And tonight, obviously, was great to see after such a long break, getting off to the start that we did.
Yeah, you think, Mark, about all these criticisms of Michael Malone. Hey, give the guy credit. His team was ready to play. We're always harping on the idea of, hey, coach has to have the team ready to play. They were ready to go. No rust. They were sharp. They were ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, no, there's no question about that. They were ready to go. They look great. They look great early. And, you know, chomping at the bit, man. They're a team that just has something. Even with all the success they've had to this point, they're still playing like they're the underdog. They're still playing with a chip on their shoulder. They're still playing with that something to prove mentality. And I appreciate that about the way they're taking on this challenge.
Agreed. Next on the Morning Brew, Jamal or Nikola Jokic. Actually, it's Jamal. Let's go with Jamal. Jamal Murray was part of a team that had five players in double figures. He had 26.
Like I said, we're just reading the game. If they take the pocket away, then we're looking somewhere else. If they take me away, then we're looking somewhere else. If you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to find the open man, find the best shot, find the mismatch. And I think we do that throughout the game. So it's hard to guard everybody instead of just one or two guys. We make you have to be locked in on defense throughout the game. And I think tonight was just a great example of, you know, it could be anybody's night and anybody's quarter, maybe not your quarter. So that's just Nuggets basketball.
That's Nuggets basketball. That's cool. That's Nuggets basketball. And you know what, Mark? You know what? You know how it works in pro sports. Whatever team wins the championship, that league is a copycat league. And if the idea is Nuggets basketball, and look at the way they play. Boy, if that is something that can be copied and other teams want to copy, oh, it'll be so much better for the game. So much better for the game.
Oh, it will, but that requires something that most organizations don't have. Patience. And an ability to understand and spot talent, and an ability to let that talent mature, develop together. And then the other thing it requires is not only that patience, but it requires unselfishness.
Mm-hmm.
And in a day and age where it's about how many, you know, Instagram likes you got as opposed to doing the work, it's going to be a hard model. It's going to be a hard model to follow.
Can you imagine? Just think for a moment. Think about pick any six NBA teams you want and think of their best player. And then think, is that guy somebody who in Game 1 of the NBA Finals is going to be okay with taking 3 to 5 shots in the entire first half?
Right.
Good luck coming back with somebody. Good luck coming back with somebody that will you can say, oh, yeah, he'd be willing to do that.
Without throwing a conniption at halftime.
Right.
It's like the receiver that gets, you know, two targets and goes into halftime and has a little hissy fit. Good luck, yeah. Honestly, Mike, we talked about this, and even Michael Malone talked about the comparison to Tim Duncan and the Spurs, right, and the way they play basketball here with Jokic. I mean, they had that example. How many teams followed the Duncan-Spurs kind of model?
Not many. Next on the Morning Brew, what about the Heat? What are they going to do after a night in which they scored a playoff single game low 93 points and were a frigid 13 of 39 from the three-point line and only attempted two free throws. Spo, Eric Spoelstra. Got to shake it off.
Our game is not built just on the three-point ball. You know, that we've proven that time and time again. We can win games. We can win series regardless of how the three's going. But we also have ignitable guys. You see a couple go through, that all of a sudden can become an avalanche. So one way or another, we got to find a way to get the job done.
Struggling.
That's how they'll spin this. Hey, we had plenty of good open looks. It wasn't what the Nuggets did to us defensively. We had plenty of good open looks, and the guys that shot so well, let's say in the Celtics series, they won't shoot that poorly again. Max Strus won't go 0 for 9 from three-point land. Caleb Martin won't shoot 1 for 7 like he did last night. That's what they're counting on?
Yeah.
We shall see. Next on the Morning Brew, Broncos with their OTA, and boy, the Joker is in vogue right now. Sean Payton explaining the Joker role in his offense and why Greg Dulcich could fill it.
You know, the Joker player for us is not a receiver. It's either a running back or a tight end with exceptional ball skills, and then, you know, you can work matchups, and we've had that at the running back. Reggie Bush was a Joker. Darren Sproles, Alvin Kamara, those were all unique players, not just in the running game, but they had passing game skill sets that allowed you to do multiple things. I think Greg does too.
All right, so what's this Joker role? What is all this? I mean, it's cool. I mean, name everything after Joker, but what is it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think they named it after Joker, but I get what you're saying. It is a guy, if you will, that a defense has to identify, and then you have to essentially guess what role is he in. Yeah. So the ultimate Joker for them has been Taysom Hill. Is he playing quarterback? Is he playing running back? Is he playing fullback? Is he playing tight end? Is he playing wide receiver, slot, or, you know, Z? So you get seven different positions that he can play, and you don't know. So you're just kind of guessing. How do I identify him? What do I do? Like, where do we put it? With Kamara, it was, is he playing tailback? Is he playing slot receiver? Is he playing, can he play tight end in this? Like, and you run that role and you run plays out of that kind of position, and see if you can get him locked up on a linebacker somehow. Like, see if you can locked up on a guy that can't cover. So that's kind of how the Joker role runs and operates. And it's really about putting the defense in a bind and making them make a decision.
Wow, that's a pretty huge compliment then to put Greg Dulcich in that kind of company with that kind of responsibility for that kind of role in the offense. Good stuff there. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.